而且那个银河人的 style 片也好做的。
喂，
我
是。
Upside down, two sides. I didn't know how to manage my sides, so I couldn't have all the sides. Some things I'm good at, some things I'm not. Okay. Sugi over here, Tatafa Kayin, Betem. I'm not starting with the sheet, I'm starting with something before that. Betem. We're talking about the Iker of four Nekudis in the Sugi of Tokfa Kayin. There's many, many, many other potim. The time doesn't allow to go into every potim. Even though I speak fast, usually it's hard to put over a month of shiurim into 40 minutes. So we're going to talk about the kolam, not the potim. The first chelik of the Sugi of Etzem is what I call the three sfeikas. The intun to lemav, hikdisha, v'loy tokfa, suffix number one, is the suffix on the bottom of Vav and Aleph, in case of Shnayim Mertzim Batalis, if one of them was magdish without tapping. Suffix number two is the suffix of Mesusa. Suffix number three is the suffix of Safik Bechor, whether or not it's also Begiza of Avoida. Those are three sfeikas that the Gemara intertwines with each other, starting at the bottom of Vavum Aral and the top of Vavum Beis. The Rishonim, Kimadol the Rishonim, including Rashi, they all learn that the three sfeikas, all of them have the same lumbus. Side the Safik of Bashnaim Rosh Metalis, if one of them went ahead and jumped in, it was Makdashit. Say the case of Bami Susa, if one of them jumped in and was Makrisha. Say the case of Bukhar, where the Gemara and the Havamina learned that the Kedushas of Bukhar comes Machmas, the schus that the Kohen has to grab in it. And the Shaila is his schus to grab it if I hold Tark for Kohen, aim at Zimiyah, which means he's allowed to grab it. Is that enough to make it Hekish? The Tzara Shava of all those three Sveikas, Bepashtos, Lefi Rashi, and Lefi Olde Rishonim, is no Shaila about it that in all three cases, the hekdesh that you're going to make on the other half is not going to be more than a hekdesh of suffolk. Although there's a suffolk about the talis in case number one. Although there's a suffolk about the mesuzah in case number two. Although there's a suffolk about the bechor, about the suffolk bechor. The hekdesh that's going to be chal is going to be a suffolk hekdesh. So what's the need on Marashach? Suffolk hekdesh it should be. So what's the shalash? Shalash is whether bechal is suffolk hekdesh or not. Why not? Because the question over there is the state of the suffolk, does it allow me to have enough bailus on the zach to shaf a hekdesh, meaning as follows. Although you don't have to go make it hekdesh, it's not enough that it's yours. You don't have to go make it hekdesh, it has to be birshusay. The question in all three sveikas is that when I have a zach, which might be mine, but it's fundamentally out of reach because there's a suffix on the chepetz. I repeat. I have an object which is might be mine, by the bechor, might be mine, by the talisman, might be mine, by the mesuzah, might be mine. But the din of the suffix took it out of my reach. It's out of my reach. In each place for different reasons. Over here because the psak is echleiku, by the susa because the psak is, whatever the psak is over there, maybe it's echleiku, or called olengvar, in the case of suffix, the psak is a way to make a veil, but it's out of my reach. Practically it's out of my reach. The question is the fact that I have epis, an ability to grab it, to get hold of it, Rashi uses a lotion of shum koyach. Those two words in Rashi are the critical lotion of all three sekas. When I have an object that I have a shum koyach in it, I have epis a koyach, I have a way of getting hold of it, if I'll grab it. Is that enough, that it's enough within my control that I have the ability to make an hekdesh, albeit it's going to be a suffix hekdesh at the end of the day? It can't be more than that, because at the end of the day, the whole zach is a suffix. Even a suffix hekdesh, even on the tzad that it's yours, you have to have the control over the object to go ahead and make the chaleis hekdesh. And the question is a very, very interesting lomdish of philosophical shayla, which is a zach, which the mitzad the dine ha-suffix is out of reach, but the dine ha-suffix hagam that they're out of reach, but the dine ha-suffix leave me the ability to get hold of it, have a finger in it, what Rashi calls shum koyach. Is that shum koyach enough that it's called under my control that I can go ahead and make an hekdesh? Those are the three shailas in all three cases. Case number three is an interesting case, because in case number three you're not making it hekdesh. Although the Isser Giza Va'avoida, it's not because you go ahead and make the Bukhar Hekdesh, that's a Toil Adam. But the Rishonim speak out that the Gemara learned in the Havamina that the Gemara was Toil of the two things, Zeh Bazeh. The Gemara learned that the Hekdesh, Kedusha Sabukhar, is directly Toli in the Mominess of the Kohen. Ad Kedekach, that in order for the Kedusha Sabukhar to be Chal, it's not enough that it's a Sofik Bukhar, it has to be something that the Bukhar has his hand on. As if we would need his hekdesh. We don't actually need his Maisa Hekdesh. But it has to be enough, the Bukhar's, as if I would need his Maisa Hekdesh. And that's why the Kedusha Asam Bukhar, the Isser Giza Avoida, is Midli Toli in this general Hakira of something which is out of my reach right now. Because of Avoida Bechavel Raya, because of Kol Dol Ngvar, because of Yechleku, but I have the ability to get my hands on it, is that ability what Rashi calls a Shum Kayach, enough for me to be able to go ahead and make a hekdesh, albeit a suffix hekdesh. Tosis goes out of his way to stress that suffix number one is not simple. Suffix number one is a different suffix. Suffix number one is not this suffix. Suffix number one in the case of Yachleku, in the case of Steinbrooks and Batalis, there, the suffix is not the above mentioned suffix of whether or not the ability to go grab something gives me enough right to go ahead and make a suffix hekdesh on something. How does he learn the suffix? He learns that the suffix is when a guy goes ahead and does a maisa hekdesh and the other party was quiet, is the shtika on the maisa hekdesh an act of haidah or not, because Right? This is not a mice, it's only a divor. That's what Tosfos learns the suffix of the Gemara. That can't be suffix number two. How do we know that can't be suffix number two? Suffix number two by Mesuzah, by Rabbi Sayyid Gemara learns it out from where? From the case of Bechor. By Bechor, there was no shtika, there was no Eidah. That means the Isser Giza of Avodah has nothing to do with the Eidah or the shtika, right? Nobody ever heard that the baby that's born has to be a shtika besas the later in order that the Isser Giza of Avodah should be chal. So Mele, it can't be that the suffix 2 and 3. So suffix 3 is clearly not a suffix of whether or not the shtika is a Eidah on an act of Hekish, because there's no act of Hekish taking place. It's in the Mele to get in. Elamai, the suffix was, like we said earlier, the suffix is a zach, which I have a shum kach, like Rashi says. Can I go ahead and chaff the hekesh as a result of me? Mimela, suffix number two, which the Gemara learns out of suffix number three, has to be the same suffix. Suffix number one, Tosfos says, is a completely different suffix. And the big question is why? Why do Tosfos learn that suffix number one is a balabatish or suffix, or whether the shtika on the vice of hekesh is a yidah? Why do they know, like all the Rishonim, that the suffix was that bibalt, I can go ahead, bibalt, I can go ahead and grab it with a shosik rakach tzavach, the mela, I did that, I have rights in the suffix. Why did Tosfos go out of his way to learn that the suffix number one is a different suffix completely? That's the big shaila. It's very strange, because Tosfos, by the way, has to say a huge teichik. So then what is the limud from Mesusa? The suffix of Mesusa was a different suffix. The suffix of Mesusa was a suffix of whether or not you have the right to make it hektish. The suffix in the first suffix was a suffix about whether shtik is kaido or not. Why did Tosfos do that? So let's put that on the side, and we'll come back to that in a few minutes, when we explain the big legitosa, what force does this something like that. So that's the first topic in the sugya. The first topic in the sugya of Tokfa Koyim. So topic number one in the sugi number one in the sugi of Tokfa Koyim is the three svekas. The three svekas are not connected to the etzem sugi of Tokfa Koyim themselves. It's a suffix which the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the story of Tokfa Koyim, because if I hold Tokfa Koyim A, but Zibi Yadoi A, and B, I learned that the Kedusha of Bukhar Giza Void is totally the moments of the Koyim, so then I have a raya to the previous svekas. The Gemara said there's no raya, because the Isra Giza Void by Bukhar is not connected to the moments of the Koyim, and therefore you don't have a resolution of the previous svekas. That's the part one of the sugya of the entire, we just chazered over the entire Vav and Aleph. We obviously did not chazer the sugya of the story with the schiros over there, with the cheskes metaltalim, agartia, a different whole sugya. There's another whole sugya over there, so was on the bottom. And there's the bottom Tosfos who goes out of his way to explain what exactly the nature of the suffix where Mesusa was, called the achnis. That's topic number one. Topic number two, now we go to the sheets over here. And I'm going to follow the Chazara through the sheets over here. Unfortunately, not all of you are in my share. So, I meant unfortunately for you. But, all jokes aside, have you realized my life a joke here? Or?
More than one.
Only one?
More than one.
Only one? Either way, some of the things, I don't know if they were being said, some were being said more, some said less. It's going according to the pattern of what I spoke. I was lazy to not to print out a generic one. So we'll go with what it says here. Topic number one. I made a summary over here. This is not a chazor of all the shiurim. It's not possible, by the way. Okay? It's not a chazor of all the bottom. But I did an interesting summary of all the klolim of the sugya of Tokfa Koyim with the basic lumdus. You can look in the sheets. We'll go through it, Kaseidah. I'll explain. First of all, we have a machlekes over here in the Gemara of Nuna and Rabbah, whether Tokfa Koyim is Tini or whether by Mezim Mechabel of Araya, I'm a lot of chab or not. Under the topic of Tokfa Koyim Tzini and Tzibi Yodai, there are four subcategories here. Okay? There are four subcategories. In the Etzem Shaila, can you chat from a psak of a mitzvah mechavel v'raya? One Aleph. The man Yomar who holds Tokfa Koyim Tzini, he holds that you can't grab. What's the reason? So let's go through. Rabbi Chanan says that the reason why you're not allowed to grab is the psak v'adai. Remember Rabbi Chanan? Rav Chanan said, "Mitzvah Chavei Avraya is a psak vaday." Remember that? Rav Chanan says, "A psak vaday like the Chazak of Yisurin." And if it's a psak vaday, it's vaday his. You can't have, you can't just back. It's a vaday his. Mitzvah Chavei is a psak vaday. Shot number two, the Rosh. Rosh is Simcha of Dalet, remember the Rosh, the other Rosh, by Meshach Behemazu, Ibai Dal Ishtetel, says the Rosh, Tfisa Shema Levi, Tfisa B'mokum Sheyesh Kaskas Mamun. The Rosh doesn't say like a Bochanan, he says before, that the reason why you're not allowed to grab, is because against the Mutzik, against the first guy who's called the Mutzik, because he was first, so we patched the Seah by him, but Tfisa B'Shema doesn't work. Shita number three is the Ramban. The Ramban holds that the reason why number one doesn't get it is because the Muzik is Moisi from a Tafas. I want to shtel back over here because Ice 1, Aleph 3 is one of the most important Yetiyas in Noshim Nezikin that comes out of this Sukkah, the Asbaraz Vare. You'll remember, the Rishonim asked a bunch of seers, do we ask him Takwa Kemet Zimiyoda? We don't ask Takwa Zimiyoda. Yishayim brought a whole array of Gemaras. One of the Gemaras that the Yishayim brought down was the case of Trey on Ashtar. Two say it's kosher, two say it's puzzle. And over there comes out from the Chajim of the Gemara that you're allowed to grab. And the question is, why were they allowed to grab? Said the Ramban, a Neuvite Kashak Mizach. Said the Ramban, because by Trey, we have a din, Trey, Sekudarai. So by Trey, we don't go puzzle Mozik. Right, we have a klal over shas, betray, by yisur. We don't go bosom mozik. And since betray, we don't go bosom mozik. So therefore, number two is a lot of grab. At kanti ve Ramban. Now this Ramban, I want to shtel on, it's really one of the most important yitiyas of the Sugya of Tarkov Koyim. Why? Ramban taught us two things, which until this Ramban, albeit it's true, the Ktsai says it in four places, and then Hesedus argues against it. But the Ramban over here said a zach, which nobody knew existed. What did the Ramban say? We all know that in the world of Isurim, there's a thing called Chazaka de Meikara, right? Chazkas Eishasish, Chazkas Pnuya, she was married, she was single, it was kosher, it was treif, it was tummy, it was Torah. It's a Chazaka. Chazaka is a psak, it's a hachra, it's a anahoga. We never heard of a concept by Momenis that there's a thing called Mozik. Mozik means I name on like that. That's my pashtos, that's my muskarishan, that's my mozakas. We have a din by money, but we have a right. This conversation that I just had with myself is Malikas all over between the Ktois and the Sidis. The Ktois learned that there's a thing called Mulkzik by Mamin, Mamish, similar to the din of Chazaka the Yisurim. And the Sidis says it. Mishdazazach, he made up a new Chelik of Torah. There's no such thing in four places. Then the Sidis yells and screams at him. And he says, there's no such thing with us. Hang the back of that. There's four places there. What do you say? No, hold it. You know everything.
Now I know everything. I now know.
There's not a time for humility. It's four, it's more. But I remember it's four. What?
I have no idea.
Every Miller knows everything. Keep listening. If you want to know, you have a goal. You want to be middle aged and you want to be Tamar Chacham. That's the Dugum. Okay. If you sit and learn, you'll know. I know Mickey is, by the way. We're not such good friends. I'm just telling you a fact. Not from my door, we weren't together by Russia. Correct? I was saying Shem when you came ready, right?
Correct, yeah.
What?
Yes.
Hakobon, if you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you hear? Yes. So if he doesn't know there's more than four, then it's not more than four. Yeah. Tzeis Zivis argues, is this such a concept? I want the Rebbe to chap what the Ramban said over here. The Rebbe chaps what the Ramban said. The Ramban said, it's Trey, I can't go Bosom Muzik. Now the cloud, Trey, you don't go Bosom Muzik, is by Chazok, it's by Yisurim. The Ramban looks like a printing mistake. What did he say? But Trey, you know, the Gemara says in your vomits that we have Trey. See, you have two guys saying married, two guys saying married. I can't go past a chazaka because we welcome two Aiden. What is a chazaka talk? We're talking about chazakas over here. We're talking about a matim over here. We're talking chazakas though. It's Bechal. The Ramban over here has two humongous chidushim. One is the etzim fact that he shtelt to the klal of Trey, sveka deraisa, that we don't go past a chazaka. The moment is shook the world. What do you think? Looks like a pretty mistake. Trey, second the rise of means that Mamaka, Trey, it's a suffix, and we don't go Basa Chazaka. Why? Because Mamaka made them. Chazaka doesn't talk. Who's talking about Chazakas over here? But that's Alf. Stein there, man, first of all, that in Mominus, there's a thing called Cheskas Momin, which is what the Ksais and the Sibas argue about ferociously, but there is such a phenomenon. There's a thing called Cheskas Momin that we nemon, that it's yours, on the same level that a lady was married to, we nemon, she stayed married. And the second thing we're stating on the Ramban is that the only reason why we say Mutzi Miyada is because we paskin Muchzik by the first guy. But if Alt is Trey, and I don't paskin Muchzok, because another guy can grab him. Stay in this Ramban, two Rizika Chedushin. Chedush number one is that by Momenis Bechal there's a concept of Muchzokus. There's a concept of hachrol. There's a concept of nemigar. It's not just a regular din of a mitzvah mechavar. That's what the Nesivis yells at Tiksois. The Nesivis says, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that the din of a mitzvah mechavar is a low level svar of man dikoyevle, the one who has the headache. He should go to the doctor, which means in English, leave it where it is and go fly a kite. But it's not more than that. There's no shachas mechal to the topic of trey, sekir the reiser, trey, sekir the reiser means that whenever you have a trey, nothing can resolve it. It always blibes the suffix. Sekir the reiser. What's that doing over here? We're talking about chazakas over here. I'll say it even sharper. The case of ksugas over there was talking about a case of a loan. So it's not even that we're talking about there's a gewisse zach sitting by you. The question is, do I owe money? There's a muhzakas that I don't owe money. We're talking about a specific dollar bill that's in his bank account. His bank account's empty. We're talking about, do you owe money or not? And that is a muhzakas that you don't owe money. Where's the muhzakas you don't owe money? Because why? Because the money is by me. What money is by you? You don't have any money by you. We're talking about a financial zach. We're talking about money. Tell the Ramban, Akabon Mishnei in the Ramban, two things. I want to separate them. One is that there's a concept of muzik by money, and we apply the rule of trey, sveika, deraisa. And Satan's vibalt over here, trey, sveika, deraisa, and I'll make your muzik. So what? So what? Although over there, the Gemara says in Ksubas Meforish that even though it's trey, we leave it where the money is. You're like, grab. Make up your mind. You say, I'm you don't say, I'm going to the answer is that about that we leave the money where it is. But that's not the reason why the other guy can't grab. The reason why the other guy can't grab is because you became a muzik. And you're a muzik, and he's a tafas. One muzik, you can't grab for the muzik, because he's a muzik, and you don't become a muzik. You're only a tafas. Akabon Mishnein, this Ramban, a new singer. Let's chazer over again. Why is your man Yom all talk for Koyimasin? Why can't you change the sock? One day it's by me, one day it's by me. So Bukhana says, very extreme raid in Kervitz Ars, you all saw it. It's a psak vada imamish. The Rav says, because it's a Tfisa Shema. The Ramban says, no, because the first guy is a Muxik and the second guy is only a Tafas, the Muxik takes away from the Tafas. How do I know what allows me to say such Mechudish Dikarade? The Ramban of Trey, that he answers that by Trey, so I get the rise, but you don't say Muxik. Who cares? First of all, Naniach that he's right that there's such a thing, but who cares? But the Maizah was by me. The answer is nobody, he didn't become a Muxik. And what allows you to take away from the second guy you grab is a Muxik. Taisha is a Rashi, which is the number four, I mean, one out of four. Taisus in the Rashi hold that he did a mice of Gzela and not called a Tafas. He probably did an act of Gzela, and the reason why I talk for Koyim is even the other is probably because you're a Gazlan and an act of Gzela can't make you even into a Tafas. I said four pshatim in why talk for Koyim with seeing the other. One bays, and what about the Mandel who holds ain't with seeing the other, you're allowed to grab. So Rahonim says radical raid because it's the Psak Sophic, so you're allowed to change the Psak. If it, the reason is because of Gzela, what does all the Mandel hold? Dafin Zagin. That I'm not called a Gazlan. If we're just a Gazlan, if I could, because the dinners are a lot of grabs, so I'm not called a Gazlan. Very deep for philosophical machlekes. Whether or not I'm called a Gazlan in a place where if I would grab it, I'd be allowed to keep it. Pshat 3. Because a Muzik can't take away from a Tafas. You're right, you're a Muzik, but I'm a Tafas and you can't take away from me. Pshat 4. Hold on. Four doesn't say over here, but I want to say something. That is, and it could be that the pshat is that number two becomes a muzik. Talk for coin, aim it to the other is because you become a muzik. Often are you with a muzik and now I'm the muzik, and it could change. At least four is just to remind you that Rashi holds that man demos aim it is only by shalsik v'achav tzavach. Rashi holds that if it's shalsik v'achav tzavach, there's nothing to talk about. The whole machlekes only begins when it's shalsik v'achav tzavach. One gimel. La halacha we paskin, talk for coin, but see me other. So we pass an halacha mitzvah miyodi now to grab, except for these exceptions. I wrote six rules when you're allowed to grab. Let's remind ourselves. Anybody remembers? Gimel 1. If you're a bari, the Rosh says, even though we pass can talk for koyim mitzvah miyodi, but if you're bari, you're allowed to grab. Why is that? Because the Rosh says, shitasai back in 1, Aleph 2, said that the reason why you're not allowed to grab is because you're a wad, you're a tfisa shema. So if you're a bari, then you're allowed to grab. That's case number one. Okay, into two. Taisa says, before you're allowed to grab when? Nichas behetar, because the fitai says the whole problem was, the only problem was because you're a galsam. When you're nichas behetar, you're not a galsam. Three. According to the Rabban, if you do a tfisa bereshus, if you do a tfisa bereshus, then what was the get that we said? He becomes a muzik. Now I became the muzik, right? Up to now you were the muzik, now I'm the muzik, because it was Bereshus. Bereshus means I see you as the Bailam. Ramban says the first like that, and that's what comes out according to the Rosh, with this whole shtickle Torah of Haidah and Daf Kuf Beis and Mebeis, right? The Rosh over there said that when you come in the middle of the month, it works outside Da. And everybody asks, what do you mean a Teidol? The Gemara, there was no Teidol over there, Bechal. What you made it to, it's a suffix in Halacha. The Gemara over there says before, because of Tafas, so we said Teidol means, well, what does Teidol mean? Doesn't mean that's Teidol. Teidol means Tzitzit Rishos. Four, according to Rabban, when you have Trey and Trey, when you don't have Cheskas Momin. Five, according to Rabban, with the Milsa David the Gluye, when it's Milsa David the Gluye, so then what? We let you grab it. We leave it by you. We're not going to go be Matriarch Bezin to go back and forth. Not by Karak, because by Karak you can't even do Tfisa. Six, Kodesh and Nelo, the Suffolk of Tysus. Six rules. Again, six cases where even though we pass can talk for Kayim and Simi Yodde, the Rishonim say exceptions based on the Kashas in the sea. Let's go over them again. According to Rosh, if you're a Bari, according to Tysus, if you're Nichas Beheter, according to Rabban, if you have a Tisa Bershos, according to Rabban, when it's Trey Trey, according to Rabban, when it's Milsa David of the Gluye, and according to Tysus, when it's Kayim and Shanelo, the Suffolk, those are six cases where the Rishonim speak out. Number seven, I point out that the Maisa, there are, between the three Klalim of the Ramban, there's a huge Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina between the three Klalim of the Ramban, when you're allowed to grab? Anybody remember? Ramban's are three cases you're allowed to grab. Rishos, Milsa Davida, and Trey. Anybody remember what are the cases?
Rishos, you're not allowed to grab it again.
Very good. Excellent, you hear? Could the other guy grab back? The Rabban goes out of his way to say that by Roshos you can't grab back. It's very geschmack. Milsa David Gluye doesn't mean that you become the Musik. All Milsa David Gluye says is we're going to leave it by you. Trey means nobody's a Musik, so you can keep going back and forth. Roshos makes you into a Musik, so by Roshos, the Rabban speaks out, you can't grab back. In the other two cases, we leave it by you, but you can't grab back. That's Niflamoid. Very good. Number eight, the Maaser comes out that there are three Terutzim on the Kasha from Ksuvus Lachofim and Al by Shtar. One, Trey Trey, the Ramban, there's no Mosek. Two, Bari, Tezis and Ksuvus. Three, Kodesh and Elder Sofik. Is that clear? Now, behind these simplistic summaries lies a week of Shir. Why? Because behind this simplistic summary lies a huge Machlekes between the Ramban and the Rajba, to what is the problem? According to the Rajba and Tosfos, the problem of Tokfa Kayim Tzvi Yodah is that you're a Gazlan. So according to the Ramban and the Rajba, the Sukhi is a very, very simple Sukhi. Either you're a Gazlan or you're not a Gazlan. If you're a Gazlan, then you're not a Tofus, and if you're not a Gazlan, it's fine. According to the world of the Ramban, it's much more complicated. The Ramban doesn't look at, you're not a Gazlan. How do I know the Ramban holds you're not a Gazlan, by the way? How do I know the Ramban holds you're not a Gazlan? So the Ramban holds it, but also the video of the Gluye, it works. Why should it work? You're a Gazlan. You're not a Tofus. So what's the Milsa David Gluye mean? We're not going to have Triach, you're back and forth, so we'll leave the way. The guy's a Gazlan. The answer is, I'm not called a Gazlan. So there's a world war, really, between the Ramban and the Rajba. What is the problem with Tokfa Kayim? According to Rajba, the problem is that you're a Gazlan. But the minute that you're not a Gazlan, you're okay. And according to the Ramban, you're not a Gazlan, and still you can't take it away, because he's a Mutzik. What I need is for you to become a Mutzik, and that's the only way it's going to work. That's a huge machlokes. You have the sheet of the Rambam, I am in one Dalit. The Rambam passes the halacha to talk for coin emet zimiyoda, and there's a big kasha from the sugi of Asfekas Nechasson of Deer. I am from Hate, the Truva Zarajba, Marakama, Petach Amor. Ois number two. What's the din of Tfisa Beshnaim Oichos and Betalos? And here I'm going to pay my choyv and say the big lishitasai that I said I'm going to say before. We'll tie everything together. By Shnayim Oichos Betalos, first of all, what does the Gemara say? Let's remind ourselves. What does the Gemara say by Shnayim Oichos Betalos? You're allowed to grab, you're not allowed to grab. Gemara says you're not allowed to grab. Tzavach, ma'ayavad ha-mebah, right? So first of all, Gemara, you can't grab. Why not? So the Ramban, we have the Rosh, and we have Rashi, and we have the Shitasim. According to the Ramban, the reason why you're not allowed to grab an Amad Alf, the same reason you're not allowed to grab an Amad Beis, is because we pass Kintok for Koyim and Tzim Yodai. Stating this Ramban, the Shitasim, based on what I just said in Ois Alef, is a Shnayim Yodas Metalos, you call the Mosek. You call the Mosek. I asked the Kashi and Shir that if the Ramban says that the reason why you're not allowed to grab a Shnayim Yodas Metalos is because of the Gemara and Amad Beis, the same reason that by Oisim Vechavar Vayi not allowed to grab. It's the same reason why you're not allowed to grab by Talis. And the Ramban says on Amabez that the reason why you're not allowed to grab is because you become a Musik. You become that high level Chazaka that we take on their tours. So it must be that Shnayim Oichos Betalos feels the same reason. So I asked. So now, why not Beis Din? Why not the Mutter himself to go explain why you make a Chalikum? Although it's Rambam's Mefurish over here that the reason why you're not allowed to grab on by a Talis is for the same reason they're not allowed to grab on the Beis by Mutter Mavraya. And by Beis Din Mavraya, we bought a Raya from the Rambam of Treasury. The reason is because you have this high level Din of Muchzakas, which means we take on that as yours. So what's Rambam Muttering on that Beis? Why you have Yachleku? You have a Muchzakas that is yours. You have a Muchzakas that is yours. You have a Muchzakas. That's the reason we're not allowed to grab. Yishlaim is a hatred. There's another whole string of Kashas connected to that, but we don't have the time for it. So let's review ourselves. According to it, we're in Dalit, we're in 2 Aleph 1. According to Rabban, by Yachleku, you're not allowed to grab. Why? For the same reason, you're not allowed to grab it on the base. According to the Rosh, it had to be great. But according to the Rosh, it holds that body works. So why not Aleph? Can't you grab? It's the big problem. According to the Rosh, it holds that body works. So I'm an Aleph, you're a body. Here, Kuntos Seka stepped in and said a mega shot. He said, Yachleku, you can't grab because you can't change the Psak. The whole topic of grabbing only is by Metzim Mechavav Raya, where you're fundamentally not changing the Psak when you move from one person to another. But on Aleph, which Yachleku doesn't allow you to change the Psak. Slowly, 3. According to Rashi, it's a Pum Fakert Mamish, why? Rashi says, the Vashalsek Rakach Tzavach be paskin what Metzim. So why by Talos, the din is Vashalsek Rakach Tzavach, you're allowed to do Tisa. The Teretz is, and on the Alpha Shaimberg's metals, there is no Muzik because they're both holding on to the whole talis, which is Rashi the Shitasli, very geschmack on the Beis and Beis. You all remember? Who gave the Chazor on the Beis and Beis? Okay, so he probably spoke this out, right? And the Beis and Beis, Rashi holds what? That they're both Muzik in the entire talis. That's the whole big machlokes is Rashi the Shitasli, how to learn the application of some question of the Rabbanan and Tower Mishnah, correct? Now, Kabbalah, the Rishonim argue, Tosfos says, "Well, Rashi, we don't know that each guy's holding on to half, and that way the Gemara's kasha was fakert. Each guy's holding on to half; you don't have to swear because I'm a Muzik, you're a Muzik. Rashi, both guys are Muzik in the whole thing, and therefore, she, this Rashi, is from fakert. That Amar Alf is Mamish Mikotzel Akotzel, it's Mavol Al Rayin. According to the Rashi, on the base when you're bori, let it grab, and Amar Alf, you can't grab when you're bori because that leg is worse. And according to Rashi, Bashalsek Rachach Tzavach on the base La Halacha, you can't grab, and Amar Alf, you could grab because Amar Alf, you're not a Muzik. Shnei Mitzvot Metal is not a Muzik. Mamish Mikotzel Akotzel, the relationship of Amar Alf on the base." Either way, now we understand the Lishitasoi that runs this whole sugya. Watch. According to the Rosh, who holds that Beth and Bori works, so why come it out does the Gemara say you can't grab? Nothing to do with Omer Beis, by the way, the Pashtus is the Gemara didn't bring the sugya of Omer Beis says. So why come it out can't you grab? Says I couldn't just say, because Zephalik, you can't change the Psak. Once the Psak is Zephalik, you can't go change the Psak anymore. If you can't change the Psak, so then why does Shalzik Rechav Tzavach work? If you can't change the Psak, so why does Shalzik Rechav Tzavach work? Muzan, the Shalzik Rechav Tzavach is a full-scale Eidol. And here's the Megal Lishitosli. If I hold that the reason why by Shalzik Rechav Tzavach you can't grab is why? Is because Yachleku can't change the Psak. So Shalzik Rechav Tzavach, why does it work? You can't change the Psak. What do you tell me? Maybe the guy was Maida. Maybe it was a piece of Rishos. You can't change the Psak, it doesn't make a difference. The Psak is etched, engraved in stone. You can't change the Psak. Maybe the guy was a piece of Rishos, maybe the guy was Moedim, maybe it's a Sufik, you don't know. Who cares? You can't change the Psak. It has to be the Shos of Akach Tzav, because it's a full-scale Edo. If it's a full-scale Edo, so now we know why Tosfos on the bottom couldn't learn Sufik number one like all the other Sfakas, right? All the other Sfakas were cases where I have the right to grab it. That means the object is in the state of Suffolk now. The object is in the state of Suffolk. For example, case number 2, called Omkar, I could grab it. That means the Suffolk allows me to grab it. Talk for coin, the Suffolk allows me to grab it. In the case of Shai Mitzvah, the Suffolk doesn't allow me to grab it. If it's just Vakach Tzavak, I'll be able to grab it. It won't be a Suffolk anymore. But in the state of the Suffolk, I don't have any Suffolk. In the state of the Suffolk, I don't have any Shum Koyach. So Tosfos had a catastrophic problem. What is the suffix of first case? In the second case, I have a right to grab. In case number 3, I have a right to grab, because talk for coin ain't matzian like Rav Nuna. But in case number 1, you can't grab. You cannot grab. Yachleku can never change the psak. Yachleku is set. So what allows you to grab? Because the guy will be made it. So that means, in the state that the object is now in a state of suffix, I don't have any rights. It's out of my hands. Yachleku. So how can I go make it hektish? If I'll grab it, it'll be a new matzah. If I'll grab it, there'll be a hoidah. So then there'll be a new development. That'll be mine. That's the Lishitasa that runs the whole sugi here. Why in Amar Aleph is it posher that you can't grab? If the reason why an Amanaf you can't grab is related to the regular Dina Masfakis, have a Tisa Bershos, we'll call it. That's enough. And that means that in the state of the Suffolk, I retain the right to get it. So Suffolk 1, Suffolk 2, Suffolk 3 are all the same thing. When I have an object that's a Suffolk, and the Suffolk allows me to grab it, is that finger that I have in the pie over here enough to allow me to go make an Hekdish? But according to the Prince of Sfakis and the Rosh, Halloy, in the state of Steinberg's and Metallus, which is Suffolk number 1, you don't have a right to grab it. You don't have any right to grab it, you have no right to change the Psach. So in the state of Suffolk, it's completely removed from you. You could have a situation where there'll be a Sinir, Suffolk, there'll be a Haidah, in which case there's no Suffolk anymore. But in the state of Suffolk, you have no rights. So Tayyis had a big problem. What was Suffolk number 1? Al Kain, Tayyis has learned that Suffolk number 1 was a new Suffolk, whether Shikha Kaidah and Hekdish or not. And that's the Shitasa that rules over the connection between Amad Aleph and Amad Beis. Did anyone get that? That's clear? Good. Achron, Achron, Chofif. Asfekus, Mechosnum, Ladir, Poyte, Memoine, Memoine, Shekoin. The Gemara says that, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that even though we pass on a Moitz Mechavo, Rai, we leave the Peta, we leave the Bechor by way by the Yisrael, but whether or not the Yisrael, I want to say Peta, I'm saying it over, whether or not the Yisrael could be give Maisa Behema depends on whether the Kohen can grab it or not. We'll say it that way. Okay? Whether or not the Yisrael can give Maisa Behema from this Behema and be Yaitz's Chia of Maisa Behema depends on whether the Kohen can grab it or not. That's what the Gemara says. The shortcut with that is two shortcuts. I want to explain what the two shortcuts are. Shortcut number one is, why should it make a difference whether the Kohen can grab it or not? How in the world could he be Bechal be Yaitz's Chia of Maisa Behema? Well, it's a Suffolk. Well, it's about rise the moment is the Kipsak. We're talking about Yisurim, we're talking about Mitzvahs. So there are two problems. One problem is, say whether Mitzian, say whether Aim Mitzian, who cares? Why in the world should he be able to be Mitzian? Even if it's Aim Mitzian, even if he can't grab, but at the end of the day, it's a Suffolk. So there are two questions which govern this Shiloh. Again, what's the din? The Gemara says that whether or not the Yisrael could be Yitzchi of Maisa Behemoth, which is Suffolk, because it depends whether the Kohen can grab it or not. There are two questions. One question is, whether he could grab it or not, does make the slightest difference. It's not yours b'vad, it's yours b'sofik. How could you take something b'sofik and be yitzah chiyav? And the second question is, and why should it make a difference whether mitzian and mitzian? I'm saying two different questions, they're not connected to each other. One question is, even on the tzad of tokfa koyim mitzian, even if the koyim can't grab, why is Yisrael allowed to do it? Halei, it's not his b'vad, how can it be yitzah mitzah? How is it for a moment is the kedim. When it comes to Yisrael, you have a sofik to ask the chumber, go do my zubayim. The second question is, and why taka is it totally whether mitzian and mitzian? So one question is, even if it's Mitzian, why does it make a difference? And the other question is, and why does a Mitzian make a difference? Obviously, the two questions are intertwined. There are fundamentally three Mahalchim. I'm going to leave out over here three Aleph, three. Because it's something that I spoke about in Shir, a long stick over from Shimon and Shariyesha, which I'm not sure they said in the other Shirim. I don't want to confuse you, okay? So I'm going to say over 1, 2, and 4. Say that's more than enough for Chazar anyway. And if you want to see the Rav Shimon, you learn from inside. And your long trips home, okay? Take a Shariyesha. Should get you to Athens. From there, Vaita, you can do Kunjah Sekas. That's the way I would split up the journey home. No? Gorillas? From Athens, New York, you can do the Kunjah Sekas on the
street. I was saying the opposite. Athens, New York, you do the Rav Shimon. Kunjah Sekas to...
You're right, yeah, it's a mistake. I agree. I'll do it all the way around. To Athens, do the Kunjah Sekas. And from Athens, New York, do the Rav Shimon. Why not, by the way? It reminded me, I remember when I was a Bacher. When I was a Bacher, so myself and Rav Asher were in our 20s. And, I'm serious, okay? And the Volvo gave a shmuzi in yeshiva the last week. It's 41 years ago. He gave a shmuzi in yeshiva the last week before his Kodesh Nisan, that there's all types of gefelach and things that go on the planes. And I'm talking about those years, 41 years ago, the gefelach and things on the plane. But there was one zach that everyone had to see together. Kitzer, and he said, you have to make sure you decide before you get on the plane what you're learning. Because if you don't decide beforehand, it's falar. And right official, the Basha came over to me and asked me, what goes on the planes? What are you talking about? The other doesn't learn? So I'm being Mekayim right now. We're Mekayim of all this stuff up. They should decide what you're learning until Athens, and then from Athens to Barcelona, and from Barcelona back to Zimbabwe. You can hop around with Vitalima, you know that? I would say that for the third wing of the thing, do Reb Shmuel. It's lighter. It's lighter for the third part of the trip. Akaponim, we're going to talk about three malachim over here. Again, I asked two kashas. What are the two kashas I asked? One is, even if it's metzin, but it's only a sof. And Satan's, and if it's a metzin. So there's three malachim. There's a bochonim, there's a nesivis, and then there's the mahalach al derech of Shemin, which I'm going to do in number four. According to Rabbi Chanan says something very radical. Rabbi Chanan says, I'll answer question one, I'll answer question three. He asks me, why is somebody making a veil of raya enough to pass him for mitzvahs? It's only a suffix. We say that the guy can't grab. This is where Rabbi Chanan said his famous word, that the reason why you can't grab is because it's a psak vaday. It's a psak vaday on the level of a psak chazoka by yisurim, at kedekach. The melo, when it comes to matzi and emetzi, it was a simen, not a siva. I don't care about matzi and emetzi. I care whether it's a psak vaday or it's a psak suffix. Why is it tali with matzi and emetzi? Because the two things are tali is ever zeh. If it's a psak vaday, then you can use it for mezabema. If it's a psak vaday, then you can't grab. If it's a psak suffix, you can't use it. If it's a psak suffix, you can grab. So the Gemara didn't mean to say that the fact that you can grab has an effect. The Gemara meant to say that the fact that you can grab is a raya that it's not a psak vaday. If it's not a psak vaday, so then we go back to the baseline issue, which is the problem with Rabbi Chanan is, I'm going to repeat this now three times, is that we pass him aloha that you're allowed to grab. That you're not allowed to grab. Fuck for grab matzim. You're not allowed to grab. So it's a psak vaday. Fine. But this man, the Yambo holds, ain't matzim, correct? He was allowed to grab. That means he obviously, according to Rabbi Chanan, holds it's a psak sofik. So here kicks in the famous question. If it's a psak sofik, and that's why it's not enough for mitzvahs and it's not enough for averus, so why is it enough for the aver of Lisigzal? Lisigzal also an aver. If you're telling me that on the tzad, it's a psak sofik, and that's why you're allowed to grab, like that on the yamar, so then I could take care of Lisigzal. The same way, it can't work for my Zimim, how does it work for the aver of Lisigzal? Because here you have to say that Lisigzal, the moment is the aver. And if mitzad chosh mishpat, the din is there's a lot of stay by you, that's enough for Lisigzal. But for my Zimim, it's not enough. Akapon, that's the Shida Rochon. Didn't you see this? That the Chem de Shlomi brings down the whole dialogue in Chuvas Chem de Shlomi has a long dialogue with the Eilu and Nesivis back and forth. The Nesivis was kofer bakol in this whole thing in a shocking way. The Nesivis said, "There's no way in the world that a Moed Mechavel of Araya is going to help for Ma'aseh Behema." It's Kenneth. Moed Mechavel is nothing. It's a svara. It's not yours. It's a suffix. And the Nesivis throws in, and for Lesigzol it shouldn't work either. Just there's some sort of din that by Lesigzol the Torah didn't ask for suffix zeilu. It's nothing. The Nesivis, by the way, the other extreme is very interesting. How two bidele Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Chanan said that the reason is because it's a psakvaday. It's like Yisurim. It works for mitzvahs. Why not? It's a vaday. If you can't grab, then it's a vaday. If you could grab, it's a suffix. Nesivis says it's not a vaday. It's not a vaday. It's garnished. And there's no way in the world that it's going to have an effect on Yisurim on mitzvahs. Why the sigzol of the din, there's no zeil by suffix. So why is it all tough for Kerem Atsiyah Nevazidah? He says in Ashtana things Zach. He says that the kohen is miyayish from the Bukhar. He says I'm sure Kimton the Gemara that it doesn't work. The attack doesn't work. There's nothing about Hamayitz Mechavavai that's going to work for Momenus. Nothing. The reason why it's going to work is the kohen was miyayish. If the kohen can't grab, so then he's miyayish from it. And Mimela becomes the Israels. By the way, the shiloh of whether the coin could grab or not, the Nesivis didn't talk about what that shiloh was. Some sort of shiloh. Could you grab? Could you change the psak? Ashvach a shiloh. He had two extremes. By the way, this is the second most important sugi in Tukfa Koin. The main sugi in Tukfa Koin is the klolei tvisa. When you're allowed to grab, why you're allowed to grab, why not, why yeah, what's a mutzik, what's a chazorka, what's a tofus. But underlying in the sugi, this is the most important junction in Shas where Isser and Mammon meet up. Mitzvah Raya meets up with Ma'aseh Behema, which is a mitzvah. So you have two extremes. You have the pshat of Rabbi Chanan who said that the only way that Mitzvah Raya is going to work, the only way it's going to work for mitzvahs is if it's a vaday. And the shiloh, talk for Kohen Mitzvah, is totally about the vaday something very extreme. And the Nesivis goes to the other extreme and says it doesn't work with Chalal. Mitzvah Raya is garnished. It's a svara, there's no pasuk, it's garnished. Just the vote is Balbata. She works for Ma'aseh Behema because the Kohen was Mi'aj, and the Kohen was Mi'aj because he can't grab Ad Kedekach. The middle mahalach is a mahalach al derech of Shimon, which goes like this. First of all, it's Meduik and Rashi, now Edom Shat. Rashi says that the reason why Tukfa Koyin and Mitzim Yodai has an effect is because he has a tzad tzchia. The Baltic Koyin has a tzad tzchia in the animal. That makes it the Koyin. Now, according to Bechon, it's not because he has a tzad tzchia. It's because the din that he can't grab is a raya, that it's a psak sofik, not a psak vada, not because before he has a tzatzkiya. And see, this is pshat b'chol, it's great for Rashi. Rashi doesn't talk about yush. What's the pshat? The pshat is the middle pshat. The pshat's like this. The pshat is that fundamentally, a psak and moment could be a psak for Issa. Fundamentally, a psak for moment could be a psak for Issa. I repeat, fundamentally, a psak for moment could paskin for Issa. If in the world of moment, as we paskin, that is yours, so then that could work for Yisroel also. Nor whether or not the psak gave it to you depends what was the resolution of the suffix. If the suffix allowed somebody else to grab it for you, does haste that the psak of the suffix didn't give it to you. That's the nidon. The nidon is that when you have a psak of a mitzvah of a raya, does the psak give it to you? Does it make it yours? That depends whether befoil is a tzatzchia, the guy's allowed to grab it or not. If the guy has a tzatzchia, then it's not called yours. If the guy doesn't have a tzatzchia, so then for all practical purposes, it's mine. And that in mishpatei a moment, the zach is mine enough, that's enough to be called mine for mitzvahs also. And that's from some korov to the clearest pshat and Rashi. So we said three pshatim in the relationship, why the din of a snake is nechasim of the deer is intertwined with the din of a mitzvah mechavel varaya, and why that's intertwined with the din of tarfa koyim mitzvah miyoda. I brought down over here four pshatim, but one, two, and four are the pshatim that I said. Now, Rishim says very similar with a slight difference. Base is the famous kashim of Mubasadav Pe'alav over there, with the trees, with the bikurim, ayin shem heitev. Have a great Rezban. I have to say a word of a compliment to the Tzibor. I've done these chazaros for many years, albeit bar kocha from Rabbi Marillus. But the Eilam Mamish knows the sukkah. I was watching the Eilam's eyes. I don't think I've ever seen all the years we're doing. How many years are we doing this?
Seventh year.
Every guy here knows talk for being cold. Mamish, I would give you a certificate. It's Mavel Arayin. I'm touched to tears. Yeah, Bochum has a sukkah. I raised from beginning to end. Every one of us watching everybody's eyes. I don't know it. It was a waste of time. I told you it wasn't a good night to come. There was no purpose. I didn't do it cold. But at least you have, you know, something on the third part of the trip home, you have the sheet. That's a good idea. It's called Tobi Matzliach.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh.